Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Time for entertainment news. Blake Blockbuster Stubbs joining us. And here's the question this morning. Is the Bear really going to call it quits after season five? What are you hearing there, Blake?
Well, I'm hearing that the answer is, unfortunately, at least for me, unfortunately, yes. The Bear will end after season five, which should be out this year. Apparently, Jamie Lee Curtis broke the news, in her mind, unintentionally, but in her orbit, everybody seemed to feel that was the general consensus when she was questioned about it over the weekend. However, she did post a photo recently of herself alongside Abby Elliott, who plays her daughter. And of course, Curtis won an Emmy for her role on this show as the matriarchal Brizzotto family member. And to be honest, Bob, I think that the show going out with season five is probably the right thing for the story of the show. It might not be the right thing in the eyes of fans who really love this show. But allegedly, Chris Storer, who's the creator, executive producer, and he actually directs quite a few of the episodes as well, has always intended for the show to not run too long, which is something that I think in American television, it goes without saying that some shows kind of overstay their welcome. But when they started this show, obviously the seasons have never been long. The episodes, the length of each episode can vary, but like the general sense of how long each season runs has always kind of stayed consistent. And I feel like they're focusing more on telling a story rather than just making sure we're still on the air for 10 years. So, you know, posting a photo on an Instagram account with a fellow cast member and just heaping praise upon the crew and the cast and everyone who's worked on it sent a message. And then when questioned about it, Jamie Lee Curtis did say, I thought everyone understood that it was ending after this year. So there's not yet to be any comment from FX, who produces the show, about whether or not the show is officially ending. But I think it's understood amongst the actors and the crew, and of course, now the fans, that the show might be seeing its final episode air this year.
They've been shooting around Chicago here recently, so we're not going to see season five for quite a while, right?
Yes, it doesn't actually have a set release date other than saying it'll likely be, if it follows the trajectory of last season, that was in June of 2025. I would imagine we get this a little bit later this year. But I will say this, going from season three to season four, this show had a very quick turnaround. So, you know, And for me, I'm a big fan of how the show is shot and edited. So if they have their formula and they know what they're doing, I'm sure we'll start to hear more about the official release of season five in the coming months, at least in the next few months, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're starting to hear a lot about the Oscars, not this weekend, but the next weekend after this.
Yes.
What are you hearing about it?
Well, I want to start by officially saying that today is the last day for Academy voting. So with all these award shows going on in awards season, which sometimes feels like it stretches way too long because some of the broadcasts even start before the year ends, the big thing to take away is that with voting ending today, all of the hullabaloo that you've heard about, you know, with the actor awards, with Sinners, you know, having a big showing, and the DGA awards happen, the Directors Guild of America awards happening recently, and one battle after another doing well there, it's sort of cast a really interesting how is this going to go on Oscar night question. And the game seems like it could go to anybody for select awards like Best Picture, Best Director, certainly in the Best Supporting Actor categories, which is always, both of them are always pretty hard to predict. It feels like the only award right now that is surefire is going to be Jessie Buckley winning for Best Actress for Hamnet. So I feel like you're actually going to be walking in next weekend, if you're going to watch the Oscars at all or pay any attention to it at all, there will be likely surprises and films that, you know, came out earlier in the year that might have lost steam in the awards conversation as the turn went from 2025 to 2026. This last run of award shows has really kind of painted an interesting picture to say that it's almost impossible to tell you who's going to win what. So at this point now, I'm just trusting my gut. You know, my two of my favorite movies of last year are now battling for Best Picture with One Battle After Another and Sinners. And if I were to make a call right now, and I could be wrong about it, I think One Battle still takes Best Picture. But I don't think Sinners is going to walk away empty-handed at all on Oscar Sunday. So, yeah, it's an interesting setup right now. I feel like the broadcast is going to be worth watching.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Have you heard anything about the telecast itself this year?
Well, so as they announced in the last year, eventually the Oscars broadcast will likely be an entirely streaming entity. It'll still be broadcast on television, and it will still be, I believe you can also watch it on Hulu this year. So, you know, they'll be held on March 15th. That's Oscar Sunday. And over the next few years, we're probably going to see a shift in terms of what the broadcast actually is and the inevitable shift over to streaming. But we're still a few years away from that. So don't act like you can't turn your TV on Oscar Sunday this year and at least watch it like you always did.
Finally, we have some celebrity real estate news. And tell us about this house in Los Angeles that a lot of people have seen on television.
So I thought this was just a fun little item because I remembered years ago when this particular house went up for sale, and I have the facts right here in front of me. In 2018, this particular house was on sale for about $1.9 million, which is a lot, but in L.A., that's not the craziest number you'll ever hear. However, HGTV won a bidding war for the house, drove the price up to $3.5 million, and then completely renovated it so that the interior looked more akin to what the television show that made the house famous was like on the inside. Now, famously, this show filmed on a soundstage. So really, the exterior of the house is the only thing America could just drive up and see on a daily basis. And that's the Brady Bunch house. The Brady Bunch house, the exterior of it, being so iconic, it has been given an L.A. landmark status. And this is an interesting thing to note for houses, because the house is in the San Fernando Valley, but it's considered a pop culture icon and now a protected artifact of sorts. So it's nice to see that, you know, pieces of Americana, you know, things that, and the show aired, I believe, from like 1969 to 1974. So that 6-year run back when audiences watched television. And when I say audiences watched televisions, tens of millions of people watched television. This is a nice little piece of fun news that I think, you know, in the end of the day, it's like, hey, they're going to make sure this house is protected. And and for the sake of fans of the show and, of course, you know, families passing on the fandom of that show generation to generation, it's still going to be there if you want to drive up and take a selfie with it, which, contrary to some other homes from famous TV shows, this is a house where that's kind of encouraged. They want people to, like, still be connected to this home.
Yeah, and of course, we've got on the North Shore here the Home Alone house, Brady Bunch house. Granted, landmark status, only in L.A., film critic and
only
producer,
in L.A.
Blockbuster Blake. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha.